Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning where we're at in terms of forage supply across the region. As we look at forage supply this year, I think in general we're probably in better shape than we were a year ago. So for our dairy herds, what do we need to be thinking about in terms of assuring that we have enough forage to make it through the winter and the spring? Well, first off, doing a good job on inventory and understanding exactly what you have on hand in terms of silages and dried forage is very, very important. Secondly, I think you're going to have to probably look at how you minimize the use of certain forages in feeding your dairy herds. Some of the things you're going to need to consider is how can we substitute in some crop residues, corn stalks, maybe milo stalks, maybe some sorghum silage or sorghum hay that we have harvested. How do we substitute that in for some of the grass hays that we typically use in our dairy diets? We may not want to totally replace them, but we may need to replace part of those forages so that we can have enough to stretch through the total feeding season. If you're short of forages, you really need to start identify where you are going to purchase those to make it through the feeding season, assuring that you have enough supply available for your herd. Including replacements is critically important as we move into the winter months. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy producers to make sure that they've accounted for all of their forage needs for the next 6 to 8 months.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.